I want you to turn to the book of Hebrews, if you would, please. I want to say thank you, first of all, to some of you folks who, on July 5th, our church held a birthday party for me. And I was 80 years old back in March. And because of the COVID thing and all that kind of stuff, the birthday celebration was delayed until the 4th of July. And somebody sent a sheet of paper around among Stack Force members, present and past, and asked them to say something nice about Pastor Keck. So most of them turned the sheet back in blank. But no, most of them wrote down there that the thing that they appreciated most about Stack Force was the lesson on authority, which you're about to receive. And I was surprised at that, because this is a little tougher lesson than most teenagers ever hear. But I was greatly delighted to know that, you know what one gal put on there? She said that the biggest Stack Force memory she has is me falling asleep in class while I was teaching it. That never happened. She's got to make that up. I don't know, maybe it's happened before. I don't know, but it was a very wonderful piece of information that was on that sheet of paper, and I appreciate it much. Hebrews chapter 13, if you look at me in verse 7. 17, I'm sorry. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. It says, obey then and have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Let's pray. Lord, help us this evening as Pastor Harrison, or this afternoon as Pastor Harrison has already prayed, Lord, do something in our hearts that would change the way we think and the type of people we are. Make us less like ourselves, Lord, and more like thee. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. All God's people said? Amen. All right, Bible talks over and over again about all authority comes from God. Jesus said, all authority is given unto me. Here he talks about the authority that you're supposed to pay attention to. God said, all souls are mine. He controls things. He can say, peace be still and stop the wind. He controls the tides. He controls the weather. He controls all kinds of things. And the first blank spot you got on there, the structure of authority, Hebrews 13, 17, Jesus is God. God's all authority starts with him. There's no authority without God. The powers that be are ordained of God. So the idea is that all authorities are God. The W stands for the world. He puts authority on the world. Sometimes it's his authority over the world. Sometimes it's the authority he gives the world to operate. And sun, moon, and stars and all that kind of stuff. As well as the world system that is inherently evil. However, he gives it the authority to operate. And then an S is spirit, and that's the one we're going to concentrate on today. That's the main part of authority. The fact that God has authority doesn't mean much to about 95% of the people alive on the face of the earth. But to every Christian, it ought to mean something, and it means something in your spirit. Your spirit ought to be strong. Your spirit ought to be, even though your body may be decaying and growing older moment by moment, and you may be dealing with a lack of or an infection of or an ailment of some sort, your spirit should still be strong. And one of the ways you know somebody's dying is when they give up and their spirit sags. And you walk out of the hospital room saying, that's probably the last time I'll ever see him, and you're probably right. It's the spirit within that we're interested in, and then he gives authority to men. In the Bible, he gives authority to parents over children. He gives authority to pastors over churches. He gives authority in the world to the policeman on the corner to direct traffic and other things. He gives authority to a teacher. He gives authority to governments. He gives authority to business. He gives authority to Wall Street. He gives authority to captain of a ship, and such like. So we all know that there are people of authority. One of the first times I ran across this kind of thing was I joined the Navy when I was 17 years old, 63 years ago. Dumb move, I didn't know what I was doing, but it turned out that Chief Catalano taught me a lot of stuff about how authority works, and about that far away from my face sometimes. And let you know what he thought of you. You were still a several adjectives in front of the word civilian. And his job was an impossible job, was to make you a sailor. And he let you know how impossible it was by what a dirtbag you are. And it was the first time I ran into a grown man that close to my face, spitting on me while he's talking to me, chewing me out because my skivvy shirt was dirty that morning or some such thing. And I ran face to face with authority. It's good for me. That's the only thing I got out of the Navy. The only thing I wanted out of the Navy was me after I got in. But the idea is that you have a structure of authority that God set up. He didn't ask your permission about it. He didn't ask your opinion of it. You have to live with it. It's just the way things are. Now, the purposes of authority are the next thing on the list there. And the first one is provision. God's interested in providing for you through your authority. The provision may not only be money like it was in the case of the prodigal son, or an opportunity to leave like it was in the case of the prodigal son. The provision may be in wisdom. The provision may be in things he leaves you when your father dies. It may be in the lessons he taught you. It may be in his spirit that he passed on to you. In Job chapter 26, we're given six questions that I believe are going to be the questions we're going to have to answer at the judgment seat of Christ. You can just write that down someplace. If you want, in Job 26, the first three verses, there's six questions. And one of them is, what spirit came from thee? Other ones are connected about your words. And how did you help him that had no help? And how did you minister to the man that was hurting and so forth? But the one in there that really grabbed my attention is, what spirit came from thee? It should be the Spirit of God as a Christian, because you have access to the indwelling Holy Spirit that gives you a step up in opinion of authority, how to handle authority, and what to do with it. The next one there is protection. He protected Adam and Eve in the garden. He'll protect you. He protected the folks when he was asleep that night in the ship and had to get up and quell the storm because of their nervousness about it. Master, the tempest is raging, and all the song written about it and so forth. And so he's into provision and protection. I'll give you an illustration. 1 Kings 17, he calls Elijah to go up on the mountain. Anybody know what he told him, what happened there? I'll start you out. I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Thanks, John. All right, now listen, where are the ravens going to feed him? If you don't go to the mountain,
you don't get fed.
Before the supply comes, you must be obedient to authority. If the authority says go to the mountain, you go to the mountain. Now it's the authority's job to feed thee there. Now I don't know whether those ravens grabbed beefsteak off of some Jewish grill someplace or just exactly what he ate. But can I tell you, if God feeds people himself, do you eat off the bottom of the menu, or do you eat off the top? What was manna? Bottom of the menu? Man did eat, finish the sentence, angels' food. Eat off the top of the menu. So the whole idea is that if Elijah doesn't go to the mountain, he doesn't get fed. Then he was told in the very next few verses to go to Zarephath, I think it was. I have commanded a widow to feed thee there. All right, now what he's got to do? He's got to go to Zarephath. You see, obedience to authority comes in at the foundational level. That's where everything else starts, is am I obedient to authority? Dear Lord, I'd like to pray for my friend who's in the hospital. Have you been obedient today? Now, I encourage you to pray for your friend. In doing so, God will touch your heart about your disobedience today. And you'll be able to get right with God at the same time you're praying for your friend, which will do your friend much more good.
Amen.
So the whole idea is that obedience is foundational in the Christian life. Provision, protection, we got down. The next one is counseling and guidance. Samson rejected the counseling and guidance of his parents about the wife he wanted to take. He wanted a Gentile, and they asked, is there no good women among the Jews? And he wouldn't take their counsel. It cost him everything, eventually his life. What's going on? The difficulty that you have as young people is you've only seen one side of the mountain. You've only had, how old are you, Zebedee?
14.
14. You've only had 14 years of experience. And the first two of the years, there probably wasn't much. So, Miss Lou, how old are you? Okay, she's had 3 years more experience than Zebedee's had. But the idea is that you have not seen the other side of disobedience, the other side of the hill. You've not been in the slow of despond. You've not been in the swamp. You've not been where your primary job was dodging alligators and snakes. You have had it pretty good. Some of you may have had some tragedies. You might have buried a parent or a sibling or some close friend or something. I can understand that hurts. I buried my mom when I was 10 years old. Just not good. But the idea is that those things are supposed to teach you respect for authority, not hate for death. They are supposed to teach you respect for authority, not a rebellious spirit towards authority. They're supposed to teach you respect for authority and not to avoid authority. They are supposed to teach you so that you can be older beyond your years. All Christian kids are supposed to be older. Jesus at 12 or 13 years old knew that Mary was his mother physically, but not spiritually. And when he was left behind in that day and all that kind of stuff, what have I to do with thee, woman? What a way to speak to your mother. Well, he had some authority. And he was letting her know about it. You remember? Did she respond right? You remember the wedding in Cana of Galilee? She told the servants, whatever he says, do it. She understood it. She got it. She got it. What's the idea? Guidance and counsel is needed when you haven't seen the other side of the mountain yet, and you need help. Well, I'm going to pick a college to go to. It's not the right approach. My parents are going to help me pick the college to go to. That's better. My parents, the pastor, are going to help me the college to go to. That's even better. The idea is that you need to learn how to receive counsel. You need to learn how to, and so God places you under authority so that you can learn how it's not done if you can't learn how it's done. I tell you, you're very much prospered if you can learn what to avoid. We'd all like to have a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. It's not always that way. And sometimes you're going to have to learn how to respond right when you don't feel much like it. Or the person that gives you the order is as ugly as a fence post. Or doesn't care for you much. I had a man in my church that ran the crossways of a boss just this last week at work. What to do? He's a Christian. Took a little longer lunch and came back and approached the authority and said, listen, got a problem here and I need to talk to you about it. Today it's all resolved and he got a 15% raise. Why did God run him crosswise of the foreman to give him a raise? But not until he responded to authority right. If he had just flipped the guy the bird and walked off the job, that's what a lost man does. Christian is supposed to behave better. You should have some guidance and counsel from the authorities in your life on how to behave. And those things make a big difference. The next one is training you in wisdom. Dinah needed that. She decided to go out and see how the gals of the countryside are doing. And the problem was, she got involved in more sin than she ever expected to, caused her brothers to be murderers before it was over, and caused Israel to be doubt whether he was safe in the land because of the way his children, his sons, acted. What is it, Dinah? It's never wise for a Christian gal to run to the mall to hang out with lost gals. Just not the right kind of place. Why? Well, you have some authority over you that if you counsel, is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. What's that mean? Counsel is like deep water. Give me a characteristic of deep water.
Dark.
Dark. Wet.
Usually hard to get to.
Hard. Well, yeah, that's if you can't swim.
Stubborn.
Do you know what the senior salute is? When I do that, I didn't hear you. Let's do it again.
Stubborn.
Yeah. It's scary. It's full of creatures you've never seen before. You're uncomfortable. Yeah. Counsel is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Pastor Kick, what do you think of Black Lives Matter? Is that the only answer you want? That's the only answer you're going to get. No, Pastor Kick, I want to know, do you have some Bible verses against what they believe? What are you proving yourself to be? You want to draw some wisdom out. At my age, I get to ask a lot of questions. Some of them are just time of day questions. Others of them, the person sticks around long enough to draw it out of me. And boy, when I find out that's going on, then you get the real stuff. So what's the idea? Guidance and wisdom doesn't happen just because you're under authority. It happens if you have a right response to authority.
Amen.
And that's what you need. You say, my parents are two of the dumbest people God ever made. Well, guess what's in your DNA? You got a half from her and half from him. You must be an idiot. And it certainly sounds like in your opinion about parenting that you're starting down that road. What's the deal? Any human authority is going to have faults. Can we agree on that? You have probably lived long enough to see that your dad has one or two faults. I'm not going to ask you to tell me what they are, but the idea is that you begin somewhere around 10 years old to start to pick them out. By the time you're 13, you got a whole basket full of them. And you got another several years where you're going to have to be an authority. And now you're starting to see the other side of the mountain. I had a young man come to me one time and said, "All right, now listen. Just want you to know we got it all together. My pastor says it's okay for us to get married. Her pastor says it's okay for us to get married. My parents say it's okay for us to get married. Her parents say it's okay for us to get married. She says it's all right for us to get married. I say it's all right for us to get married. Now, what are you going to do with that, Pastor Keck?" I'm going to say, have you considered the possibility that you're deceived? And the air went out of his sails, and he did one of these numbers. Puke. I knew if I came to see you, you'd shoot me down. I wasn't trying to shoot him down. I was an authority over him at the time. Well, I still am. He was my own son. What's the deal? He had a blonde he had his eyes on. I took one look at her and said, "I'm sorry, she's a fine Christian lady. Make somebody a fine wife, but not you." I shot down two girlfriends. And I took a look at the third one, and I couldn't get him to move fast enough. "Yeah, that's the one. That's it. Let's go for this one." And she's now my daughter-in-law and produced four grandkids, and man, am I happy with her. This thing has worked out wonderful. But I had to shoot down two so he'd get the right one. We would go to McDonald's up here in Iron Mountain, and we'd sit down at the table, and Craig would cry. I said, "Dad, she's a fine gal." I said, "I know that. Her father is employed by Bob Jones University. They got Christian roots. Go wait. I know that. But son, God's not bearing witness with it. And so far it looks like you're deceived." Happened twice. You see, if you can't submit like that, there is something, like the song said, there's something the matter with you. Because God didn't put you in a Christian home so you could ignore Christian authority. He is trying to help you in these areas that we're going through here. After wisdom is a stack force member, my first response to authority is always what?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, now why? Because the authority has got maybe a little better view of the other side of the mountain than you do. Are you prepared to believe that maybe at 80 years old, I might know something more about living than you do? Could you understand that? And Alice and I have been married for 57 years. Do you think maybe I know what makes a marriage work? I mean, she's pleased to dwell with me this day. If the rabid Udoys were watching when they arrived this morning, they saw her kiss me goodbye. Oh, she still stirs my embers. That's really good. What's the deal? The deal is that God placed you under authority because you're poor at making decisions. You need help. And so the way that you show respect for authority is yes. All right, Courtney, why don't you come up and stand here? Quentin, why don't you come up and stand here? Okay, now these two young people didn't know I was going to call on them. Quentin, let's stand over here. You stand next to me. We're going to sing a song for you. Do you know my Lord knows the way through the wilderness?
Yes.
This is the second time for you, Courtney, because I called on you last year. Do you remember that?
I do.
Are you just as embarrassed now as you were then?
No, actually, I think I'm more calming this year.
Okay. Getting used to it. All right. Here we go. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Strength for today is mine all the way, and all that I need for tomorrow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Thank you, Dan. Did you ever hear it sing any worse than that? Quentin was off key. Courtney started on a different key than I wanted, so I had to sing loud to try to bring her in line. But they got up here and they did what they were asked to do. What's the response to authority? Yes. Why? Because the authority deserves the respect of having seen the other side of the mountain, got more experience, got more wisdom, got more accomplished walk with the Lord, has been faithful over a longer number of years, and God puts authorities over you to train you, to shape you up, sometimes to knock the rough edges off, sometimes to polish a little bit, sometimes it's to rebuke, sometimes it's to do other things. But the idea is that you need to develop a spirit, particularly on a stag force. Folks, we're not coming to a secular camp. We're coming to a Christian camp. The people in charge are just about all pastors and full-time Christian workers of one sort or another, Pastor Backhouse, Pastor Grohl, Pastor Harrison, all the rest of them that are going to be here or at camp. So you can't get any more of a Christian environment than we're trying to provide. If there's ever going to be a group of authorities ever assembled in one place where you're going to want to participate in it, it's this one. I mean, I ask you to understand a drill sergeant that's spitting all over your face while he's chewing you out. I'm not asking you to obey the direction of a traffic cop. I'm telling you, while you're at camp, we have things come up that catches us by surprise. And we're going to need some special music tonight. And I don't care whether you ever sang in your own church or not. You're singing tonight. And your answer is?
Yes.
Thank you. What's up? What's up is she's under authority. All right, now right now, she's probably praying, dear God, I hope it's just an illustration that Pastor Keck is doing here and that I'm really not going to sing in the evening service tonight. No, it's just an illustration. Thank you. But the idea is it won't be an illustration come the first Monday of camp. From then on, you'll be asked to do things that you three gals that are here for the first time, aren't you glad I didn't call you up to sing?
A little bit.
You know, I got a whole hour with you. I'm only into it about 20 minutes. I got another shot at you. What's going on? What's going on is it's an attitude that you need to develop. Dear Lord, I like to pray with people when they've come to me about a problem in their life. I'm really having trouble getting along with Dad. Well, I've been there. My father, personally, was the greatest man I ever met. But he looked at me one day and said, "Son, you should have been born twins. You're too dumb for one." Not very flattering. Now, I want to tell you that after I became saved, after I got my heart right, I went home and apologized to Dad for things, money I'd stole from him and other things I'd done while I was in his house. I gave him a great big hug, and that big hunk, barrel-chested man broke down crying. And I'm holding on to Dad. His head is over here, and my head's on his shoulder, and I'm looking over at the couch where my wife and three boys are sitting, and even Jeff, a brain-damaged boy, was sitting over there crying. I got right with Dad. Oh, that was one of the best days of my life. Ever since then, well, he died in 92, but I remember standing out in the backyard. He walked up to me one day and he put his arm around me. Come here, Titus. Put his arm around me like this. He says, "You know Harley, Bill?" I says, "What, Dad?" He says, "I get along with you better than I do either one of your brothers." Didn't ask for that, but it gave it to me. What are you saying? I apologized to him. In every authority situation, you know what God deals with when he goes to people about behaving? Does he go to the husband first or he goes to the wife? Does he go to the parent first or he goes to the child? He goes to those under authority every time first. Children, obey your parents. Parents, raise your children up in the admonition of the Lord. Wives, obey your husbands. Husbands, love your wives. He goes to those under authority first. Things get straightened out by those under authority behaving. All right, there's a lot of ways to demonstrate authority. Courtney, come here and shake my hand. All right, now notice what she does. Turn sideways. You get to stand over there, please, and shake my hand. You see your stiff arm? If I try to get close to her, if she lets that arm get weak, I get too close to something I shouldn't touch. It's good for a man not to touch a woman. How do you let a man know you're a godly gal? You shake his hand like that. All right, Blondie, you come here. You do it. Good job. Good job. Good job. Y'all understand? What is that? You are telling any young man or old man, for that matter, or that shakes your hand, or even another woman, that you have an interest in godliness. What are you doing? You're helping to establish your response to authority, God's authority. About, I wish to stay pure. I wish to remain godly. I wish to deserve the white dress at my wedding. I want to. There's all kinds of things like that. All right. Let's have one of our young fellows come over. Zebedee, you come here if you would, please. All right. Now I want you to stand right here and put your right arm over across my shoulder. What's the matter with that? Who's that young punk think he is? Put your arm down, Zebedee. Shouldn't it look like this? You see the difference? Don't you ever walk up to an old man and put your arm across his shoulder. Mm-mm. Why? It's all part of your response to authority. It's all part of how you view the thing down in your heart where it counts. All right, we need to quit this in order to stay on schedule. I got another 15 or 20 minutes that I'm going to go through. There is a response that you can have that makes you understand better why the answer to authority is always yes. and I'm going to teach you that in the next session.